The first person to suggest that we should use mountain bikes in our work was one of our inspectors, Inspector Crabtree. He's a keen cyclist himself, and he had the idea that it would be quicker and more effective if police working in the city centre rode bikes rather than went on foot or in police cars.
Yes, you see, the traffic in the city centre is very heavy these days, and it's often difficult to get around quickly in police cars. Also, police cars attract so much attention that you can never take anyone by surprise. And, of course, on a bike, you can move a lot faster than if you're on foot.
One problem we had at the beginning was what we should wear. People, especially young people, just laughed at us when they saw us riding bicycles in uniform. I suppose we reminded them of the traditional English policemen you see in the old films.
So on the bikes, we wear normal, everyday clothes. T-shirts, cycling shorts, a bag round the waist where you can hide a police radio. And no one thinks we're police. We look just like any other young people on bikes. So now we have the advantage not only of mobility, but also of surprise.
No, we did make some mistakes at the beginning. Once, we were riding round a park where there were young kids hanging about, and they all started laughing and pointing at us. We thought they'd realise we were police.
But in fact, they were laughing at our Walkman headphones. They were the cushion sort, you know, the ones you put over your ears. We didn't know it, but apparently these are completely unfashionable. None of those kids would be seen dead wearing them. We should have been wearing the sort that you plug into your ears. That was funny.
Yes, so we had to go straight out and buy the right sort of earphones.
It's very important that we don't draw any attention to ourselves.
I should say that the operation has been very successful. In the first 3 months of operation, there have been 40 arrests by the bicycle police. There's so much competition now from people wanting to use the bikes that we've had to draw up a timetable. We have plans to expand the operation, and other nearby police forces are very interested too.
There's just one problem facing us now. I'm not sure what's going to happen when the winter comes.